welcome to another episode of Wellness with Liz Earle. And as it is just after the festive season, if you're listening to this for the very first time, we have decided to focus on getting fit. It's all about being fitter, not fatter, isn't it? And I'm so pleased to be joined by Michael Garry. Now, Michael is an award-winning personal trainer who has over 25 years' experience of getting people of all ages and stages fitter. So no matter who you are or what stage of life you're at, he is here to help. He's been described as a fitness genius by The Independent and, quote, the best personal trainer in London, if not the world, by a writer in the Sunday Times. Michael regularly puts together training programmes for the Daily Telegraph, Tatler magazine, Lizelle Wellbeing magazine and many others. And he specialises in fitness for weight loss and body sculpting. And, you know, this is one of the key reasons that I personally look and feel so much better now, I think, than I did a few years ago, thanks in large part to his wonderful workouts. He believes that fitness should be both fun and consistent and can take place anywhere, in your home, in the park or in the gym. So this is going to be the first of a three-part guide to getting fitter, and I cannot wait to get started. So, Michael, welcome to my little studios.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you for having me. And I'd just like to say that your Wellbeing magazine is amazing. The articles are so informative.
And I didn't even pay you to say that.
Oh, no.
Well, you're very kind, and I know that you have contributed and helped me along the way there. So it's great to have you here up close and personal to talk all things fitness. And I think really what we should kick off with is, how do we get started? You know, it may be that we're listening to this and we're thinking, right, I have really let things go too far now. It is time to take some action. What do we need to do to kick off?
Not what you think.
Okay.
So you don't want to go running out and doing your fastest mile or lifting heaviest weights or anything like that. What you want to do is focus for the first 6 weeks on being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And how you go about that is basically eliminating all the bad stuff. You start with that first, so you want to build up a very good habit. So you will cut down on your coffee,
mm-hmm.
cut down on your alcohol.
Isn't coffee going to make you run faster?
No, it's not going to make you run. Basically, it's going to make you tired. Because
okay.
what actually happens is many people, they drink coffee in the afternoon and it disturbs their sleep. Therefore, the following day, they don't have much energy for exercise.
I don't feel like getting up and heading out. Okay.
So start by only drinking tea and coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
so that your sleep is very good. Focus on so that, you know, you're getting good sleep so that you feel that you want to exercise the next day, energised.
So it's preparing, really. It's preparing to succeed, giving yourself the best plan. You mentioned alcohol. Obviously, many
alcohol
of us...
makes you tired.
Okay. So
also, it also makes you crave sugar.
Does it?
On the down cycle, because you feel tired the next day, you're going to crave carbohydrates. So you really want to cut back on alcohol, cut back on coffee, and also take out stuff like biscuits, cakes, crisps, and, you know, well, let's get rid of that. Don't buy it.
Okay, so many of us will have had maybe lots of sweets and treats over the festive season. Our cupboards might be full of half-eaten boxes of chocolates.
Give it to charity. Just take it out of
anything
the house.
Unopened. You can pass it on.
Get rid of temptation.
Yeah, I do actually do that myself. I do sometimes, if I've got a half-eaten something, I look at it and I think, you are not going to do me any favours. You just have to go on the compost heap.
And surround yourself with fruits and veg. Snack on fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, just for 6 weeks. And change the habit slowly.
Right. Okay, so interestingly, so the first thing is we haven't even talked about
fitness.
We've just talked about strategies to help prepare for success.
Exactly.
So we've done that. What's the next thing on the to-do list that we need to tick off?
This all depends on how... If you've never exercised before, then I would advise you go to your GP. And then from there, invest in good trainers.
Mm-hmm. Do we need super expensive trainers? I mean, what is the difference between the brands?
Super expensive, between £60 and £100.
Really, that's quite expensive.
Yeah, it is, but it's a good investment.
Okay. And how long will they last? How long will the pair of trainers last?
6 months. Should be around 6 months, really.
Gosh, I'm sure I wear mine for longer
than 500 miles.
That's going to be a long time for me.
That's what they say the longevity should be.
So. Okay, so 500 miles, that's quite a good way.
You're not going to be running 500 miles very soon, so they should last you quite a...
No, possibly not. Interesting you talk about running. Do we start off with running or do we walk?
walk in first. Mm-hmm. So walk for maybe 20 minutes three times a week and measure your distances. It's
Is it
important.
Fast walking or?
Just a nice, easy, but talking pace.
Talking
to
pace.
To begin with, yeah.
Okay. So what, you've got to be able to talk as you walk.
To talk as you walk.
Not to get out of breath.
That's a nice, comfortable pace.
Okay, for three times a week for 20 minutes.
20 minutes and then building up to 30. Mm-hmm. A good rule of thumb is to add 10% on per week.
Okay, so 20 minutes, 22 minutes,
yeah.
Then a bit more, whatever 10% is. And I didn't get my maths.
Whatever 10%
is,
you go up.
Exactly, okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And do you find that things like the fitness monitors that some people might have actually had as presents over Christmas, are they useful? Do they help, you know, count steps?
They're very good for measuring distance and time.
Yes, because you said that distance is more important, is it, than time, or is it the other way around?
It's covering the distance at a faster pace than you originally did, so you can actually measure yourself.
Okay.
So if you're walking a mile in, for instance, 12 minutes, it would be about 15, 16 minutes, and then the following week, you can try to beat that each time.
I see. Okay.
So that you can have something to refer to in 6 weeks' time, so, well, I've come so far. Mm. And then we can build on that.
It's really good, isn't it, to have little charts of all sorts of things, whether you're tracking your weight or, as you say, tracking how fast you can walk a mile in.
Yes.
Those kind of things are really easy to do, aren't they?
And
very motivating.
Great for looking back 5-6 years' time. You can actually measure yourself on how fit you were then to how fit you are now.
Yeah.
No, which is all very good. So.
Well, it's good to get a baseline. I think I mentioned to you, actually, that I went for a medical. I have a medical every 2 years. And as part of that, they weigh you.
Yeah.
And I discovered that in 2 years, I'd lost something like 5 or 6 kilos without really trying. I think most of that has come from being more active, taking more exercise. And I just got such a kind of shot in the arm for that. I just thought, this is so great to have got that difference measured. And I wouldn't have known that necessarily had I not gone, 2 years on and looked back at my notes.
You've been very consistent over the past few years.
Well, I have to say, you've helped me. And I think, a lot of these little hints and tips, when you add them all up, they do make a difference. So we've got our checklist. We've got our fairly expensive trainers. Presumably you're saying we don't need to join a gym or do anything fancy.
No, you don't. There's so much great information out there on YouTube showing you the correct exercise, the correct way to exercise.
Right.
Invest your time in watching these.
Okay.
And become educated. And it's learning to train intelligently, which means incorporating the right type of training into your exercise regime, which includes cardiovascular work, which can be either running, cycling, swimming, walking, strength and conditioning, resistance work. So that could include weight training, kettlebells.
And that's actually lifting weights,
isn't it?
I know that we'll come on to in a later
And
episode.
Using your own body weight, i.e. squats, lunges, press-ups.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is, I know, something that you get me to do after we've been out for our run, is just to do squats, which is basically sort of standing with your feet a little bit more than shoulder width apart.
That's right.
Going as if you're going to sit down on a chair.
So around roughly about 90 degrees.
So you almost reach the seat of the chair and then you're back up again. And then, of course, once I started to get reasonably good at those, of course, you then up the ante and saying, right, now what you're going to do is you're going to crouch down as if you're about to do the squat and then you're going to jump up.
Exactly.
So is that what that's called, a jumping squat?
A jumping squat, yeah.
Okay, so and all these things that you can find, as you say, on YouTube or on blog sites from qualified
and there's
professional
great
trainers.
Illustrations as well.
So you get the technique right.
And it's so important that you get that technique right.
Mm. What about people, who've never trained, people who are very overweight and are listening to this and thinking, I'd love to get fit and to shed some pounds and to feel healthier. Is this going to work for me? Can I actually do it?
It will work for them.
Have you got examples of success
stories? I'm working with a lady at the moment and her name's Katie, and she started with me 7 weeks ago, and she's 55, 56, 5 stone overweight.
Gosh, yeah.
We're just about now, after 6-7 weeks, beginning to run. But in that time, with just the changes that we've spoke about, she's lost 17 pounds.
Gosh.
Yeah.
She must be thrilled.
She's never exercised in her life.
Really? At the age of mid-50s, never exercised?
Never exercised.
5 stone overweight.
Yeah. And she's cut back on the coffee, cut back on the alcohol, sleeps on a regular basis, turns up to every session.
And she's just started that through walking.
And we walk and we squat and we do push-ups and lunges and, yeah.
But presumably you built into that, so the first couple of weeks, were you literally just walking?
That's right.
Yeah.
So the message really is keep it simple. Don't make it complicated. I know there's so much information out there and it's a minefield.
Yeah, it is.
But if you just work on the basics, you'll be successful and you will achieve.
Well, I think that is really encouraging. And we are going to come back to this next time because we're going to build on this, Michael.
Oh, so of course.
Yeah. Our takeaways for today are get started.
Get started.
Clear out your cupboards.
Yes.
You know, chuck out all the bad stuff. Give it to a friend or possibly somebody you don't actually like very much. And weigh yourself. Actually, should we just say, so all those people suddenly give you half empty box of chocolates, you think, I know your strategy. just as a final point here, be weighing ourselves at this point to get started? What do you feel about weighing?
You know what I feel. I think you should take control of your health. And I think by weighing yourself twice a day is exactly what you do.
Twice a day?
Twice a day. Once in the morning. Once in the evening.
Okay, now you see, I can manage once a day because I know that first thing in the morning I'm at my lightest and I get the best results from my scales.
Okay.
Getting on those scales last thing at night, that's a totally different matter because I'm about 5 pounds heavier.
Well, you need to know the effects of food on your body. And the only way you're going to learn that is by weighing yourself in the evening.
Okay, scary.
And you see how much food actually affects you, what you eat and drink.
Okay.
And then you become a master of it.
We like the sound of that.
What not to have, what to eat, what not to eat.
Okay, so we'll talk about what to eat next time, but for now, we'll be cutting out coffee, we're cutting out alcohol, we are weighing ourselves twice a day, we are getting a good pair of trainers, we are creating a little journal or a record, we're timing ourselves on our walking mile, and we're going to go from there. Michael, it's a great pleasure.
I wish everybody luck.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to our second episode on how to get fitter, not fatter. So in the meantime, if you would like the podcast notes from today, please head over to lizellewellbeing.com. As always, they're free to download. You just need to sign up for my free weekly newsletter. And I promise to only send you the good things, never to spam you or sell your data, obviously not. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time. So until next time, thank you for joining us on Wellness with Liz Earle. Good luck with the fitness journey and go well. Bye-bye. Thank you.